Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good day so far and staying cool. Our next guest is with Gross & Schuster. Terrence A. Gross is here with us. And Terry has a tremendous background in personal injury law. And if you haven't mentioned it before, his experience goes back for years and years. He is a teacher. He is someone that advocates on behalf of his clients in a very strong way. He's the managing partner and founder of Gross & Schuster. Good morning to you, Terry. How are you this morning?
Great. Glad to be back. And I had so much fun on our last show where we gave away the tickets.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. I got a lot of positive feedback. And actually, the guy that maintains our vehicles was one of the winners, and he was excited to go. And so that's great. But anyway, today I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about uninsured motorists. But we've talked about this before, but I'm giving you a different angle. And the point I want to make is very esoteric, but so important and so critical. So a lot of people have heard me in past shows talk about the importance of uninsured motorists, and they actually end up getting it. But then all of a sudden their agent sort of pushes them, and they end up with what's called non-stacking uninsured motorists. And the agent says, but you'll save money. You do this option, you save money. Well, they don't tell you the whole truth. Do you save money? Yes, you sort of save money, but in the long run, you don't. And here's the ugly truth, and this is something they don't want you to know. If there's any insurance agents listening to me, they dread me talking about this. Some have tried to argue with me, but there's no way they're going to win because I'm right. It's not that I'm such a great debater. Just I'm right. So what the law said many years ago, dating back to the 1970s, was that if you've got like three vehicles in your household and you have 100,000 of uninsured motorists on each, you're able to stack in Florida. So even though your vehicle says 100,000, you could actually have 300,000 if you're really injured tremendously, and obviously just in one of the vehicles, you could use the two vehicles not even in the wreck, to a tremendous advantage to the consumer that there is one end around, and that's if you select non-stacking. And of course, a lot of us go to our agent, and some of us do it online, but whatever it is, you sign this form, or one of the forms will send you is a selection of uninsured motorists. Do you reject it? Do you accept lesser limits, or do you choose non-stacking? And when they tell you about non-stacking, oh, this saves you money, but they don't tell you is the legislature set the savings. It's in the statute. You get 20% savings for your uninsured motorist part of your premium only. So when you have your premium, that's for liability, that's for no fault, that's for collision, that's for comprehensive, blah, blah, blah. But on the so say your uninsured motorist portion is $100. If you select non-stacking, by definition, you just saved yourself $20. Big deal, $20. You just waived maybe $200,000 or $300,000 in additional coverage. It is a tremendous thing for the consumer that they was upheld by the Supreme Court in the Mullis decision in 1971. So the intent is to give a safety net to citizens who are injured due to the negligence of another who just doesn't have enough coverage. 50% of the drivers that we see up there, all these cars, when you go and in the traffic jams on Highway 98 and Davis Highway and Halifax, wherever you're driving, 50% of these drivers only have a 10,000 limit. And if there's a bad wreck and you've got injections, you've got broken bones, you're missing time from work with 100,000, I mean, the 10,000 is diddly squat. So the only way to really get compensation is through your own company and ensuring that you have underinsured motorist coverage, and it applies to you and any resident relatives. So if your mother-in-law moved back in with you, if your daughter and your two grandchildren moved back in, it applies. They don't have to be under policy by law. Obviously, grandchildren are not going to be under policy. They can't even drive. But are they your resident relative? Yes. If you choose non-stacking, you're cutting your legs off. I just interviewed a very sad case yesterday, and that's why I'm having the topic. This couple was on their Harley-Davidson. They got blasted by a drunken driver. Both people were killed immediately. Only has a $10,000 limit. This family did have $100,000 of non-stacking UM on their family cars, but we couldn't use it. So there it was, $100,000, but since they were on their motorcycle and not in the car, they couldn't use the $100,000. And had they had stacking, I think they had three motor vehicles, we would have been able to get $300,000 per person, which is better than $10,000. It doesn't bring your loved ones back, but it gives money to help rear minor children and God knows what. So it's a tremendous benefit to the citizens, but citizens are allowed in writing to reject it, to waive it, and you can't argue this. So one argument the appellate courts have already said, you can't say, well, I didn't know that's what I was doing. No one ever explained that to me. I sent my wife in. I usually do all this. She went in and just signed it. If the signature is deemed as if you knew by case law and statute, it is presumed that if you signed the form, you knew what you're signing. And you can't argue, I didn't know what I was signing. And if you signed it 7 years ago, it's still good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so it's so very important to be informed about this, and I think you're right. I think so many drivers don't pay attention to the fine print and really understand what you're talking about, Terry. So if you have a question for him, this is Terrence Gross with Gross and Schuster, personal injury law firm. He's the manager and founding partner with decades of experience with this topic. Please text in your questions to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620.
Okay, so now we got to ask ourselves the question. I got this agent because, you know, again, with Geico, you usually don't have agents. You just got a 1-800 number. But if you've got State Farm, you got Farm Bureau, if you've got Allstate or Progressive, a lot of times you walk in the office, you have an agent, you have this relationship. So why on God's green earth would your agent not sell you this full coverage that I'm talking about? And it's a dirty secret. It's a dirty, dirty secret. If you think about all insurance, it's quantitative. They look at statistics. It's actuarial. So if I'm 72. If I go in for life insurance, they're going to charge me way more than if a 22-year-old young man goes in there, because the odds of him living a long life are great. The odds of me having a much longer life are not so great, unfortunately. And that's what they do. That's why they ask you, are you a smoker? Are you a skydiver? Have you had cancer? Because they're trying to quantitate the risk of selling you insurance. And you go for car insurance. Your age has something to do with it. Again, if you have me, 72 years old, with no speeding tickets versus a 22-year-old with a couple of tickets, he's going to pay way more for insurance than me, because I'm a safer bet. They're going to figure, well, a 72-year-old man's not going to go out racing on a Friday night to impress a girlfriend and whatever, all the stupid things that young people do. See, young people inherently pay more for insurance. It's based on statistics. It's not discrimination. It's statistically proven. And so forth. I remember when I got married, my rates went down. They presume, well, he's settled down. So, you know, they do that. If you live on the water, you can pay more for flood insurance, and you can pay more for homeowners because you are more susceptible to damage. person that lives high and dry up in Cantonment. So it's just common sense. It's actuarial. But what they can't quantitate is uninsured motorists, because Meg, the safest driver in the world, can be stopped at a red light for 20 seconds, stopped at a red light legally, just sitting there waiting for the light to turn green. The little girl approaches from the rear texting her boyfriend, not looking up at all, and hits Meg at full speed. And I see this all the time. And now Meg's got injections and doctor appointments and missing time from work and headaches and can't sleep and can't go to the gym and can't do this and can't do that and missing time from work and work's unhappy with her, where she was a good employee. Now they're starting to make noises like maybe we need to find someone else. All these things that go with injuries from a car wreck. But if that little girl only has a 10,000 limit, then that's all you're ever going to get. You can go from lawyer to lawyer to lawyer. Ask 10 lawyers. They're not going to sue a little girl that with a $10,000 limit. So you've got to have your own coverage to protect you and your family. And when you buy uninsured motorist, it applies to you and all resident relatives. A lot of us raise our children. Your daughter moves out. She goes to college. She gets married. She has two kids. And then, oops, her husband finds another girlfriend. They get divorced. Your daughter calls up, Mom, Dad, I need a place to stay. I can't manage it on my own. He's not paying child support. What do you do? Honey, we got the same house. We got four bedrooms. Move back in. Well, once she moves back in, what has just happened? She's your resident relative. Hasn't lived with you in 15, 20 years, but she's back. Your grandchildren, your relatives. And even though they're not under policy, which they don't have to be under policy, all a lawyer would have to prove is, are they resident relatives? And they'll be able to use your uninsured motorist coverage. But if you've chosen non-stacking, and they're not in your vehicle, then they don't get the benefit of that. And that's why it's so important to have stacking under any scenario. And I've had cases. I just had a small case. A lady was hit by a person with only a 10,000 limit. My lady only had 10,000 UM, but she had stacking five vehicles. Now, they weren't rich people. They just had five junker vehicles. Well, five times 10 is what? 50, I was able to stack, and we were able to get her a reasonable settlement from the $50,000 of stacking uninsured motorist coverage. And had she not had stacking, and all I would have gotten was another 10, and that's that. It's a sad story after sad story that we hear about.
Terry, I know for a lot of folks, they're looking for they go online and they see these advertisements for the cheapest quote for auto insurance, and then they sign up for that. That's a big mistake, isn't it?
Well, of course, and that's more of a Geico thing for sure, because Geico did a way of agents. There is no Geico office per se, so you're on a 1-800 number with a stranger, and every time you call back in, it's a different person. That's just their model. I'm not saying it's a bad model, but that's how they model. So you're not going to get any competent advice. But and a lot of times people go to the cheapest. But when you're doing that, you can't turn around and say that you got full coverage. I've had so many people come to my office and we're talking about insurance, and then they don't worry, Mr. Gross, I have full coverage. And after I look at it, I start shaking my head. They go, why are you shaking your head, Mr. Gross? I said, well, you said you have full coverage, and I'm sorry to say, you don't, not by my definition. Yes, I do. Well, I said, you don't have this, you don't have uninsured motorist or whatever. And my agent said, I didn't need uninsured motorist. They said, I got no fault. Well, yeah, no fault will pay 80% of your bills up to $10,000. If you go to the ER, your bills are over $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people, And I've had people already. I had an old, I had another radio station I was on years ago. And a retired lieutenant commander, kind of, you know, 70s, strong-willed, very smart, started arguing with me on the radio and said, why would I need uninsured motorist? I'm retired, so I have no lost wages. I've got TRICARE for life. I don't need medical. And I said, well, sir, I don't know about you, but a lot of us retire to do what? Why do we work all our lives to retire to do what? What do we say? To enjoy the golden years. So, and many people do that. And when they retire, what do? They start playing golf every other day. They travel a lot. They do a lot with their grandchildren. I just, 70 years old, I just coached 7-year-old baseball this summer. I had a blast. You do the things that you really want to join, maybe that you didn't have time to do when you were younger because you're working so hard. And now, if you have a car wreck and all of a sudden you're not taking your cruises, you're not coaching your grandson in baseball, you can't play golf anymore. If you're fine to say, oh, well, life's not a bowl of cherries, I'll take your $10,000, Mr. Defendant, that just turn my life upside down and ruin my retirement, then fine, you're a better person than me because I want compensation. So, no, we can't be vindictive. We can't put the person in jail that hit you if they weren't criminally involved. But again, it's compensation. So will that money reduce my pain? No, it won't. But you could buy a hot tub, and a hot tub could reduce your pain. You could have massages 3 or 4 days a week for your muscle spasms, or go to a chiropractor. That could help. Or you can get enjoyment, just the mental enjoyment of being able to fund all your grandchildren's college educations, if you so wish. If you don't really need the money, and you could. Go to each grandchild and pay for the college education. I think there's going to be a lot of satisfaction out of that.
I've got a good question.
I would have a lot of satisfaction.
Jerry, I got a good question coming in from one of our listeners on the text line at Pep Talk. He is our expert at the Pepsicle Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. I just read recently on social media that the state of Florida does not require car insurance. Is that true?
So that's absolutely wrong. You know, this is the problem with AI. Everything they say is partially true, but not totally true. So that nothing is further than the truth. So Florida does require insurance, but what they require is you must have to drive and get registered and be legal. You've got to have property damage. For the other guys, so you had to have at least $10,000 to cover the property damage that you caused, and you have to have no fault. Everybody in Florida has to have PIP, which is known as personal injury protection, which is also no fault of $10,000. So every car is legally obligated to have that. What they may have been referring to, and that this caller misunderstood, is we are technically not required to have bodily injury. So what we're talking about is for pain and suffering, bodily injury coverage. And in Florida, we technically are not required to. Most states are. So in Alabama, you're required to have $25,000 of bodily injury. Louisiana, $25,000. Tennessee, $25,000. All our sister states, Georgia, Alabama, $25,000. In Florida, most people have $10,000, but you're not required to. So up in Northwest Florida, I'd say very few people have no bodily injury. Probably only 5% of the people. Most people have at least a 10, but a 10 is diddly squat. I mean, it's nothing. It's a nothing burger. It won't even pay the person's medical bills. So I turn down cases. If you come to me and you say, I went to the ER, I was rear-ended, I don't have uninsured motorists. The guy that hit me only has a 10. I can't even afford to get involved in the case. So I don't want to charge you one-third, $3,300. That leaves you $6,600, and you still owe God knows how much medical bills. I try to give good advice and say, and turn down the case. I will not take that case.
Well, that is a fascinating answer to that question, because it's such misinformation.
Oh, it's the AI. And I always laugh when, because I play poker, you know, these poker guys are always talking. They go, well, aren't you scared of your sons and you losing your job to AI? You don't need really a lawyer. You could do AI. I'm thinking, yeah, right.
So I don't think so.
Any of these people try to do you can try to do the wills yourself. Go ahead and do your will yourself. And all of a sudden, some mistake was left out. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And all of a sudden, Uncle Sam's taxing X amount, whatever, and you're to save $200 or $300 on an estate lawyer versus trying to save a couple bucks, and then you made a mistake that's going to cost your family thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, so it's AI. I mean, it's so overrated, and so you can Google anything and get like a AI response, and they're generically sort of okay. Sometimes generically, just a generic broad answer. There's so many loopholes and nuances that they're not telling you that you're not fully informed. But yet, there's this younger generation that just thinks it's the gospel and they're going to rely on it. So I don't think anything really replaces a lawyer. I don't think anything replaces a doctor. I'm not going to sit there and give my symptoms to AI that's, oh, it's this. Or whatever, I would rather go to the doctor, let him do some testing, and find out what I really have.
Yeah, the important thing to remember is there's no fact-checking, and my understanding is that AI picks up any information, so it could be the wrong information.
Oh, yeah, and in respect, there's a bunch of young lawyers that are now getting called before the Florida Bar for faulty citations. They relied on AI, and when the judges checked out the cases that they cited, they don't even stand for the proposition that the lawyer asserted. And the lawyers, so I didn't know, I didn't mean to. Well, it doesn't matter. You're citing this authority. You're a lawyer. You went to law school. You should do research. You should proofread any research. Even when I get a paralegal to help me get some cases, I'm still going to read the cases and make sure they say what they say. So there's an epidemic of a lot of faulty briefs and memorandums of law being filed by these young lawyers. And then they call something called hallucinations, where AI just goes off on a tangent, and they're called hallucinations, which is that whatever they're citing is nowhere near the truth.
That's interesting, and I've not heard that term.
It's a tool, but, whatever. So, again, nothing replaces, common sense and someone educated. So I'm not going to Google how to repair my car engine. If I'm having car engine problems, I'm going to the mechanic. I'm not going to try to Google something and try to fix it myself.
Okay, well, we are out of time, Terry.
We're running out of time.
Yes, sir. So if you can just give us the contact information, best way our listeners can get in touch with you.
850-434-3333, or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Thank you so much, Terry. As always, so much great information. And again, that website is grossandschuster.com. You can also call for a free consultation, 850-988-3746, or you can text at 850-655-2219.